It's Tuesday, and welcome to Tilcast Shorts, where you can't miss content because you use Visa. I'm Jason.
I'm Nas. Together, we use credit cards.
Right. So, in our continuing plot from last week's news stories regarding ongoing payment processor issues, one we kind of missed, both in previous podcast episodes and in new segments, is that another fairly large, publishing platform that we didn't think about, itch.io, has also been experiencing the same sort of payment processor issues. In fact, back on August 1st, they started re-indexing free NSFW content after de-indexing all of that material back in July.
And if you don't know what itch is, it's kind of like super indie Steam. This is where a lot of people put projects, right? If you watch a lot of Splattercat, you'll notice that he pulls a lot of stuff off itch.io. But sometimes and even pre-early access stuff ends up on there. So it's like if you're a small-time developer, it's a really good place to drop your content, maybe even before a Steam debut.
Yeah. Also, itch.io is really popular for releasing, or at least it used to be, releasing Android mobile games.
Oh, that's fair.
The developers didn't necessarily want Google to take as large of a take of, sideload your game by downloading the APAC. So they've been experiencing all those same issues in delisting certain games. Now, as a result of everything they've been doing, or at least it appears to be a result of it, itch.io hasn't confirmed any of this. But according to a couple articles on GameIndustry.biz, over 200 different developers who have games listed on itch.io have reported delays in receiving their payouts, specifically ones who do not use Stripe or PayPal for receiving their payouts from itch.io. Some of them as much as more than 30 days since their last payout was processed. And one developer who spoke with the news outlet actually claimed that he still owed a little over $6,000 worth of payout from itch and has yet to receive it. So I mean, for some of these developers, you're talking about some pretty significant sums of money.
Yeah, and these are not like your big AAA games. So $6,000 is not a lot for your box, but for an individual developer, that this is their what they're making for the next few months, it's quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of developers who develop, Android games and stuff like that, that post their stuff to itch.io and publish it through there. You're talking their entire income for the next, two or three months by not receiving those payments, right?
Right.
So this isn't affecting just larger publishers. This is affecting even the smaller ones. And itch.io, while not necessarily that well known outside of app development circles, is still that's still pretty significant and scary that they've been delaying payouts to these people.
Yeah, and I think it just leads to the bigger effect that because the payment processors are essentially censoring what can be bought with their payment processing, right? That I think this could potentially bleed into other things. And I think that's where the biggest scare is. Like, yeah, most of us don't play adult games, right? Handful of us do. You do you, boo-boo. But in general, the biggest issue that I think everybody's scared about is, yeah, what about Mortal Kombat? Is that what's next? Or are they going to decide that you can't buy mature rated games now with your money? And you talk about us. I read somewhere earlier this week that the average gamer is somewhere in their mid-30s, and that tracks because our generation grew up with games, right? We're not, you know, we're in our very early 40s, but everybody on this show, just throwing it out there. But, like, that tracks because that whole generation grew up on games. I grew up just in an age that was just outside of gaming and then kind of grew into it, right? There's a big chunk of my life that I didn't play games. But the mature games, because I'm going for games, well, for two reasons, right? Blow off steam. And then second reason is I want games that reflect adult stories. And it's the whole reason that I have a lot of trouble with games like Persona, like anything that has to do with high school. Like, I just don't relate at all. Feels weird, right? So, to me, it just really reinforces that something has to be done. There has to be some kind of government regulation of, like, what the payment processes are doing, because this just can't go on. It's bleeding into too many things. You're going to tell me that, like, R-rated movies are next, right? You can't watch that R-rated movie. Like, it's starting to get ridiculous.
And it could be. Or it could be, you know, your HBO Max subscription's not going to go through because of, you know, like Game of Thrones. And
well, maybe and, HBO Max does because, you know, they contribute so much money to that business, but Chiller doesn't because Chiller's all horror, right? And horror's usually fairly violent.
Well, not just violent, but usually fairly gratuitous in other ways, too. I mean,
yeah, it's like, where did the term Scream Queen come from? It's like all the B-horror movies are some like half-naked girl.
Well, most of us who grew up during the 80s and 90s, like, the first naked girl we saw was most likely in a horror film.
Right, that's true.
Like, I mean, that just happens. You know, the old trope is true, you know, the campers don't get killed till they're having sex, right? Like, and that's where most horror movies live. At least, you know, slasher horror movies. But
back on topic, I think we really got to keep an eye on this stuff. We've got to keep an eye on this. And I encourage you as the viewer or listener, if you're listening, that you really need to just kind of keep an eye out on this stuff. And then if you do have any ability to say something, right, at least in Europe, they had they've had a number of, like, gaming protests, so to speak. Not, like, out in the streets, but different petitions that you can sign. We don't have anything like that in the U.S. right now. But it's worldwide, right? Like, the nanny state is all over right now that's trying to quash down what people are purchasing with their money. It almost goes to say, like, I wish there was another payment processor that we could use with these, right? So maybe Steam just needs to go with Discover as a preferred form of payment, and then all of this goes away.
Yep, very true. Very true. That said, I mean, just close the loop. HIO has acknowledged the issue, at least, as of the writing of the article a couple of days ago. They have put a process out to all the developers for submitting payment queries, etc. And basically acknowledged that the ongoing payment processor issues and reindexing of adult content to be free instead of paid is a lot of what is causing delays because they haven't changed their payout process. So, you know, hopefully that gets resolved for those guys real quick because, you know, not all of them strictly make adult content.
That's true. There's a lot of these that are
more adult-oriented games, you know, that just may be something they, quote-unquote, release while they're working on something that's a lot bigger. It's literally how a lot of them just make money. It's kind of like OnlyFans for for game developers, you know.
That's a rough gig.
It is. So hopefully that gets fixed for those guys fairly quickly. That said, guys, like Justin said, keep an eye on it. You know, we keep seeing this stuff like this. We've got to have a call to action to our local representatives, because this stuff can't keep happening. These payment processors are not censors, and they can't tell us how to spend our money. And that's where our core issue comes into it. That said, find full episodes at Tiltcast at tiltcast.com. Find the full-length podcast and the shorts in audio on iTunes and Spotify. And come back on Thursday for more news.
All right. Subscribe, y'all. See you later.